Blog Talk Radio.
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to
me.
Nearby the city of brotherly love, here in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C., we'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sheikh LMM Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the potentially fair city here in Washington, nearby the city of brotherly love. Marvin Gaye suggests to love your brother, but love your sister. And all he asks of us is that we give each other love. We establish a trust. We build a trust. We maintain a trust and give each other love. But God has said in his good book that love is the most precious gift that we could possibly give. And it is the gift that keeps on giving. And all he asks of us is that we give each other love. Almighty God has given us every option and every facility for our success. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad has said that amongst his true followers, they are fastly becoming and eventually will become some of the most successful people in the world. All we ever wanted was love. Oh, good home. And friendship in all walks of life. And I feel that God has given me that abundantly. And so we now got to spread some of this love around to the brothers and sisters. Tonight we are talking about the Million Man March and the history and its future, part two. So some know the history. Some know something about the future of the Million Man March, the intention and the aspirations, the goals that were set, the goals that were achieved, what was prophesied at the Million Man March, and what was actualized from the Million Man March. And we stand firmly today in support of the Million Man March, the concept of the Million Man March, the leadership of the Million Man March, and where the pieces have been put in place for us today to build on the Million Man March. So welcome to Black Power Radio. Buckle your seatbelts. Some of you, I see all of the front runners are in tonight. On the smartphone, folks are right up front. We can see all of them. Then there are some dumb phone folks that set the aisle. They always set in the aisle right behind the smartphone people. That's right. So in case their dumb phone fails, they can get right in with it on Black Power Radio by using their friend's smartphone. So that's smart of them. Even if they're dummy, even if they're a crash dummy, he can use somebody else's smartphone. So that's brilliant of the smart and dumb phone folks. And now on that third aisle, usually is occupied by the Android folks. And you've come in tonight by your Android phone. And we are happy that you tuned in to Black Power Radio. And right behind them on that fourth aisle, most usually, as always, we can always see our paranoid phone folks. And some of those, they're sitting on the fence setters line, whereas they don't know if they're quite ready for Black Revolution, don't know if that's the solution, but they're armed and ready to go either way the wind blows. Those are your paranoid phone folks. But nevertheless, you all tuned in to Black Power Radio, and we are happy as hell that you came up in here. And now we're going to just get up into the host tonight. And they've got a lot of stuff on the agenda. And I'm just going to take the calls as they have come in tonight. And we hope that you will call a friend. Tell them to get in where you can fit in. And call us tonight at 515-605-9889. Now, for some of you who are numerically pure at heart, again, our telephone number is 515-605-9889. Call a friend. Tell them to get in where you can fit in. And tip-top where you don't stop. Shop till you drop. But stay here with Black Power Radio. Buckle your seatbelts. You're in for a treat tonight. The Million Man March, the History and Future, Part 2. And we're going to zoom and tune right on into the west side. We got a 951-480, the first call of the night. And they're going to talk about some Million Man March, future plan. Oh, and reparations. No reparations in 23. No votes in 24. Talk Black to us at 951-480, which is scratchy background, but you can still talk Black. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Hey, sisters and brothers. This is Queen Chanette from Riverside. I want to start off by giving up a prayer. How you doing, sir?
We're doing fine, ma'am, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Blessing, blessing. I want to share something real quick. The life of every civilized community is governed by rules. Neither peace of mind for the present nor intelligent planning for the future is possible for men or who either live without rules or cannot abide by the rules they have. Making rules for the community and enforcing them is the job of the government. No community can be truly civilized, therefore, without an effective and reasonable, stable government. My brothers and sisters, that means we need civil disobedience and conscience and tactics of all by law. We need to come together and make this march meaningful, make it bigger and better. Just a little word of thought for everybody. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Thank you, sir. Black Power.
Black Power Queen Mother, we're thankful for you on the front line. And this is a sister that comes in the spirit of sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
whereas most of us now want to enjoy the benefits of other sacrifices. But this sister comes right up front with her sacrifice. She's going to get her $5,000 a bus right off the break. And she's in charge of all of those people, I think, that are doing flyers, et cetera, that are expanding the march from the west side, coming to the east side, and waking it up, shaking it up, and quaking it up. The light rises in the east, but it shines evenly into the west. And one day, that God has promised us that he will cause the sun to rise in the west. And we can see the sunlight of knowledge getting that process started right here with the reparations people who say that there is no reparations, and if there is no reparations in 2023, there will be no black vote in 2024.
No.
How many are willing to discipline themselves to that order and sacrifice something from the white man's system and leaving him alone, abandon his propositions and abandon his patterns of Mediterraneanism, spiritualism, socialism, sexuality, diet? If we could just leave that old man alone, would we be much further advanced? We'd be going free for ourselves, as it was strongly suggested by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself, said that you just want to go free for yourself. And Harriet said, if you knew you was a slave, you would break ranks with this cracker and go free for yourself. But you're just so hard on the word love. Hard to wake them up tonight, sister. But I know you starting it out tonight on the right foot. James Brown said, I just tell her to get on my good foot. Huh? So you started on the good foot tonight. Like Power?
Like Power. Mm-hmm.
Power. She's right on the good foot right there in Riverside out there in the San Bernardino County area. Very familiar with Riverside. And our leader, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, that was by James Byrd, an attempted assassination on our leader, the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who was censored by the government, censored by all of your agencies, all of your organizations. And many of you didn't even know Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, but you censored him anyhow. But he has risen up to check you in the midst of that iniquity and foolishness and put away all of your taboo. Some of you, a taboo, don't go on Thursday. You know it's a taboo to go on Thursday. Don't go on Friday because you know that's a holy day. Don't go on Saturday. That's a Jew holy day. Don't go on Sunday, the Christian holy. So you'll find no day. You will end up doing nothing at all.
Exactly.
If you followed every taboo of society, you would do nothing. We're calling on you to hold that button. I know it's a hard call to ask people to don't put up no religious money. Don't put up no political money. Don't put your money in the organization. But hold that money somehow.
Hold
the cash money for the big buy of our collective solidarity, at least until we have drawn in conclusively that we have made a determination on reparations. And we know what it is. We know what it looks like from the beginning, the middle, and the end. Hold out. We've got Dr. Critical Truth Bay is right there in that Bay Area, and she's giving it up for reparations. She's sacrificing. Y'all want to live on the benefit of the sacrifice of others, but they don't want to sacrifice not one single thing for themselves. So we're bringing Dr. Critical Truth Bay, being she's right by that Bay Area, Los Angeles, California, our doctor and National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
Power. Black Power got a powerhouse, folks. Rocking on that west side. Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, National Chairman. Welcome, Black audience. Thank you, family, for joining us on another episode of Black Power Radio. Yesterday, we started with the Million Man March and the history thereof. We continue today on some very special guest speakers that were there as well and examine the historic gathering of our Black men vowing to make a change, to build atonement, and to increase the family values in the Black community. It was a noble gesture and a very necessary one at that. October 16th, 1995, started that effort And 28 years later, October 16th, 2023, we decide to do part two. Instead of Million Men or Million Women, it'll be a million families. 50 million families nationwide are tired. How tired are we of this governance? Can somebody tell me?
Tired.
Tired. We are tired of the discrimination, tired of getting nowhere, spinning our wheels, tired of white supremacy constantly killing us without accountability. The list goes on and on. So this year we want to gather all that together in an alternative political party so we can do a mass exodus. Vote blue no matter who? Not me or you. It damn sure won't be us. So we need to do something different. And that's what this year's March on Washington will be all about. So the Million Man March was founded by Benjamin Jarvis Jr. and was facilitated by the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, as well. 20 years later, they did the Justice or Else, which is a continuation of the original 1995 Million Man March. They also sparked an interest of the Million Youth March that was nationwide in several different cities. So the results of that original march was very inspiring for us to keep the torch on unity and the message thereof. So let's just take a listen on the first history and the gathering of the Million Man March and the effects that it had in 1995.
Yesterday, October 16th, marked the 25th anniversary of the Million Man March. Several black men from San Antonio traveled along with thousands from all over the country to Washington, D.C. to march for change within their communities. Today, I spoke with one of those men who participated in the march, who has footage of that historic moment to share with today's generation. At the march, historical black figures like Maya Angelou, Rosa Parks, and more were present, speaking words of encouragement and motivation to the African-American community. Leo Edwards participated in that march.
Today, I'm on 1 million men to affirm that this is moving forward for the
difference. He and his brother, Anthony Edwards, decided to make a documentary for the march's 25th anniversary using images and videos Leo captured in 1995.
So Anthony and Leo Edwards, amongst many others that were there, we captured that. This was a very momentous moment, especially for the black community. It really empowered our black men to make a vow to better themselves, not for them, but for the families and the communities that they represent. It was very, very heartfelt. But one of the things that I want to discuss in the original Million Man March was an issue concerning policy. What exactly was the legislative changes that happened since 1995? That's the question, black family, that leads up to this year, to the march of where not only policy will be implemented, but through reparations, it'll be necessary. Reparations is the key. No reparations, no vote. That's the battle cry of the freedmen, of descendants of chattel slaves, the Moorish community, just black in general. If you are a descendant of slave, this is your year that you'll be able to make a change for the better. So legislation is important, and that's not what happened in 1995's original Million Man March. So before we circle back to our national chairman and our listening audience, let's hear why it's important and the feedback of the first Million Man March that didn't have policy. And we'll circle back to discuss what we can do to change that.
I think my general response to the Million Man March is the same general response that Malcolm X had to these sorts of marches, is that these marches that we're having now don't do anything. They're not any policy specifications. But you're not going to see any movement or any policy initiatives for African Americans. So you're not going to see any of that. People may take some, they didn't even collect names last time. And that's key to organizing, is collecting names, collecting numbers so you can mobilize people. You didn't even see that last time. And so what black people need right now is redress. What poor people need right now is redress. What we need right now in terms of the African-American community, we need policy initiatives that redistribute wealth, because that's what was taken from us.
That's right. We need policy to redistribute the wealth. It's a racial wealth gap that is keeping us down. So this year, we're not going to make that mistake, black family. We're going to make sure not only policy is implemented, but you, John Q. Public, are going to make it happen. So I want to hear from our listening audience. We're going to circle right back to our co-host, National Chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. What is it that we want to see in this year's Million Man March? What policies, black family, do you like to see as a law? Let's talk about it. Black power.
Black power. And the right to governance is one of the major keys, and the right to have land acquisition and the right to protect our own interests spelled out, because there are rights spelled out for several communities, including the LGBTs, including the Latino, Hispanic, whichever you prefer to call out, community of the brown. And a letter in there for the yellow man has been put in by Biden, so they know what kind of legislation we're talking. Something that literally protects us against the threats of society. And we will have business that's protected by us, and anyone violating that interest or business or family or dwelling or property or crops, et cetera, will be, again, severely prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And extending from that, reparations in 23. And reparations meaning that the government will back the call for reparations. We're calling upon everyone in the universe, especially those 50 million families. We believe there are 50 million families that are voters, head of households, that have come from every walk of life, to say that we deserve, with that something that occurred in the history that 50 million registered voters recognize, that must be implemented and then backed or blacked by the U.S. government, because we have never made any demands. We have never understood comprehensively how to make an ultimatum or make a demand and hold a goddamn line. We're just so blind that we just can't see the authenticity of us making demands upon the U.S. government, because they are mostly responsible for the damage that has been done to us, carried out by Sir Beto himself. Andrew Johnson was the original Jim Crow, was the president of the United States. Nobody has called him out in 100 years. So therefore, we have to call him out. We have to dig him up from whatever gravesite and dig him over to Andrew Johnson. Oh, my. They didn't know we'd be digging him up so that we can resurrect the situation, the circumstances surrounding the demise of the black man from his original human principle, and then carry out the aspirations of Frederick Douglass, Adam Clayton Powell, Marcus Messiah Garvey, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, continue the prophecy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and bring up those disciplines of the honorable Malcolm X, El-Haji Malik al-Shabazz. That's just to break off a few as we go to our phone lines right here at 510-510-314. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, 510-314, you're live. Okay, 510-510.
Black Power, my black family.
Black Power, black family, how you doing, 510?
I'm fine, how are you?
I think if I get this better, I know I would not be. I know I wouldn't be able to stand it. Go ahead and reach out to your folks out there and get them at 515-605-9889. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, at 515-605-9889. Call us right here at Black Power Radio and get your black on, get your groove on, and get black to the Million Man March, the history, and the future. Talk black to us, 510-314, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
They talk. Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead. Your mic is live.
We want to know, particularly, how did you feel that the original 1995 Million Man March did not collect names, did not register the people who came and followed up? I think that is detriment to organizing. What do you think?
I believe that structure, no one knew what a Million Man March would look like until they came, and they came in such great numbers. They went well over a million. I was here in my home city here of Washington, D.C., and witnessed well over a million men. I know how to count. I know how to take the census count. I've gotten that good over the years in Washington, and there were well over a million black men only here, and there were some sisters hanging from the telephone poles, it looked like, from the high bleachers and the high hills and Capitol Hill and No Hill and the Monument. And up and down that mall, well over a million men. And then we had Maya Angelou. We had Cora Masters Berry. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, we had several women giving speeches. Wasn't Dorothy Hyde here? Betty Shabazz was here talking about the men of resurrecting this black man and putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. So it's just many are quick to forget that I say your name will not call the black woman out of her name. And never call her a bitch or a hoe in front of any Black Panther. They should take your head. Those are the commandments coming out of this office. And we should not call the black woman out of her name. We should, by all means, by any means necessary, join a black organization, according to the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Why not join a black organization or revive, double down on the organization you're already in, because you're not doing enough. We all could do just a little more. So you can double down on your organization skills, double down on getting commitments from everybody in that organization and doing a better job of servicing the needs of we the people. So that there is broad fields that await the wide awoke black man, woman, and child. This is so popular, it's become a code. The word woke is a code. Awoke and awake the awake folk, meaning they have black consciousness. They have blacktivism, meaning a black activist is potentially in the one they call an awoke. And he has consciousness of the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Banneker, scientist, surveying engineer, oh, my, inventor, and about 10 more titles, writing his own almanac as a scientist and an inventor. Almanac's still good now. Clock's still working right now. In the 1700s, he did this. I'm telling you straight up. That a wooden tooth cracker named George Washington and another one, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, eventually even the guy they call Abraham Lincoln. None of them could hold a jockstrap. None of them could tie the shoelaces of the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Banneker. And they had Garrett T. Morgan, an inventor, making the traffic light. Many others making refrigeration, and the cotton gin, the Eli Whitney, and all of that crew that came in McCormick spices and all of these things and how to make those spices and use the sugar cane. And Dr. George Washington Carver, not just a nut, but the peanut and everything that came out of the peanut and the honey and the peanut butter. So we just know there's so many labor-saving devices and so many inventions from this ironing to the ironing board, from a steam iron to the steam engine, just to name a few. And just let you know that they have never paid us anything, and all of those 50 million voters say they owe us for these things, and we're not going to let them off the hook, not at this hour. That's why I'm going up here to talk to the Double R, see what he said. Double R, you out there 951 at 551. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, peace. Peace, love.
Black power.
Hey, Queen Goldie. Hey, much love. Hey, that's the one in Riverside, IE County. I got to give it up for. She done broke it up over here. A first talk about today, but this part two. We talking about some real ish. I'm going to be light with it. I ain't going to cuss.
That's some real ish. We be talking about this radio station. You ain't woke. You don't need to be up on him here. We got people, knowledge, if we gonna do what it do, you ain't gonna do what it do. Now that's the house Negroes. I catch me. I should have said niggas, but house Negroes and field Negroes.
That's allowed
in this section right here. That part. But we got some real heavy hitters over here. This is day two of a most important thing that I can see like in the future. About a Million Man March in 95. So where's Vince's gap? But look, I got a lot to talk about this double R. Look, National, you feel me? In California? You feel me, Chairman? But look, I'm going to pass the mic to the homie because, look, I'm going to respect my elder real quick. But much love, too, to Black Power Radio Station. It's knowledge. Now get on here, get your pencil and paper, got these knocks down, you feel me? Get with people. We got to put our heads together. But look, I'm going to pass the baton to the homie because, look, this right here is a legend.
Black power.
I'll tell you about everything above. You're black. Gone with it, big money.
Yeah, black man, we got double
black
R.
Power.
This is our state chairman.
Ungawa.
Dealing
power.
with the 1619, dealing with that 1619 off that west side, teamed up with Dr. Critical Truth Bay on that west side, teamed up with Goldie out of the riverside on that west side, from San Bernardino to LA County, all the way up to the Bay and O-Town.
Spread is
Vallejo, Fairfield, O-Town, San Francisco Bay Area. And we rocking the state from San Diego to the Bay, just like one of our miniature prophets, Tupac Shakur, said, from Diego to the Bay. You got to know how to do this thing. I'm going to take you down the place where that bomb-ass MB, where Machiavelli be, and the place we ain't never found a dance floor empty, huh? You say been with the rap tunes since our ladies been wearing Sassoon. So let's rock it tonight. And we're going to deliver it right back to our National Minister of Justice, and she's going to rock it and give that full explanation of the Million Man March, the past, present, and the future. And she's connected up, so well connected. And we're connecting the dots nationwide and bringing this thing to fruition. Black power.
Black power. Well, we're going, in the second hour, we're going to listen to probably one of the most prolific young speakers that were there. His name is Allende Jean-Baptiste. I want you to remember that name. But before we go into some of the speakers on the original 1995 Million Man March, I believe we had a Big Money Griff that was going to chime on in and give us his take on what he remembers from the Million Man March of 95 and what significant takeaways that we need in this year's March, October 16th, 2023. Black power.
Power up.
Black power. Black power. Ungawa, black power. Thanks, Double R and Sister Bay.
Ungawa, black power.
Can you hear me?
Black power.
Okay.
Black power.
All right, here we go.
Ungawa.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
All right, here we go. Here we go. 1995. The Million Man March was dealing with atonement. At the time in 1995, black men were known to beat up their women. And Minister Louis Farrakhan wanted us to have a Million Man March to deal with atonement and reparations. And I got to keep it 100 with you guys. The word reparations was never mentioned at all that day. I gotta keep it 100 with you. The little boy that stole all of our hearts. I went to Detroit, Michigan, and I found that little boy that stole our hearts, that Sister Bay is going to play, is now gay. Or was then gay. I don't know if he's gay now, but we still love him. But that's the key to that point right there. In addition to that, when we talk about Benjamin Banneker, I went to the rotunda, and I looked up in the rotunda, and there's approximately 300,000 people who come through that rotunda a year, particularly kids from school, and they look up top at that rotunda. And in the top of that rotunda, you see whites and Indians eating like they're eating at a Thanksgiving dinner. And I noticed that there was nothing on any of the pillars where there was black folks, cotton fields, tobacco fields, rice grain fields, sugarcane fields. And I said to the guide who was taking the young kids around this rotunda, I said, why is that? He said, ain't nobody ever put anything up there. So there is a pillar there, Akbar, and I want you to check it out when you're there, Akbar. There's one, the lowest pillar is the pillar that I'm thinking about if y'all ever get me there, because I need to be in D.C. I need to be our next United States Congressman.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to drop that down. But more importantly, as I was leaving the rotunda, I saw Dr. Martin Luther King at the door, and he was in rubber, or he was in what we call, it looked like gum, a gum statue from the chest up, and you could rub him, but he could move. You could move him. He was rocking, and it was a poor specimen. It was a nice specimen of him, but it lacked luster. It needs to be in bronze. It wasn't like the one that you do when you go out to his monument and you go there and you see his monument. It wasn't like that. We need one in bronze at that door where everybody could see. Now, that's enough on the Million Man March. Now, it's very important that I emphasize, if we're going to talk about this next march on Washington, D.C., what is the cost? What is the requirement? And everybody, when we left the Million Man March, we didn't leave a scrap of paper nowhere. You couldn't find a scrap. You couldn't find a piece of paper nowhere. Tell them, Akbar, you couldn't find nothing. There was over 2 million of us there. And
yes,
I was there.
Right.
And Rush Limbaugh, because y'all may not know Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh's people walked up on me, of all people. And I had my... I had my ethnic lotto. Y'all don't know, but I'm an inventor, too. I'm an inventor. And I had an inventor called Ethnic Lotto. And the lotto says, Ethnic Lotto says, guarantees one person from every ethnic race a winner, providing a color in their ethnicity and their numbers. So the same way you play your lottery today, even though Alabama doesn't even have a lottery, you got to go to Georgia to play. But that's another thing. I don't want to get diverted. But at the same time, to drop this dime, Rush Limbaugh's people had a problem with that, and they put me on their show. So I know, even though he's gone now, I'm still in his archives. So I know I can find it. But I need y'all to know that as a brother like no other from another mother, that's where that's at in terms of me trying to show how we can put money in our pockets specifically, because this is something that we need to do for ourselves. Now, that's enough on the Million Man March. Okay. What else you need? Double R. Let's talk about reparations. Okay. Reparations. Now, I have a sign that I'm going to be dropping the dime on, which is going to say California. No reparations. No black vote. And here's where we are saying throughout the country, particularly you, Joyce, in Oklahoma, and you, Queen Mother in New York, what we're saying is this. This is good trouble. Why is this good trouble with John Lewis? Because we're saying that all our lives, We've been told who and what to vote for, and what do we have to show for it today? We've been electing our black, been electing our black officials since the 60s, and what do we have to show for it today? So what we're saying to you, Black Caucus, CBC in Washington, D.C., no reparations, no black vote. And that's going to hurt them like you wouldn't believe. But now here's where you I want to say, you know, James Brown, and I want to emphasize the big payback is where we got to say we got to have the newspapers to our churches, our black churches. Now here in Los Angeles we have the LA Caucus, and I called them today, and I tried to email them today, Akbar, and I couldn't get through. But the bottom line is, if we could put an ad in the paper that says no reparations, no black vote, all of our black elected officials are going to say, oh, no. If they don't vote for us, we are out.
Right.
Now, we ain't producing nothing for them. We've been bamboozling them all our lives, and now they done got smart on us. What are we going to do now? And so now what I'm saying to you is that if each one teach one, spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize, in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained by putting it in an ad in their papers to let them see for themselves. No reparations, no black vote. That means that's you right. too. Gavin Newsom, if you don't give us reparations, you don't got our hopes up. We've been hearing about $5 million here, $1 million here, one-time payout, $365,000 payout, one-time payout. We hearing people say that they want a lump sum, and we haven't even decided on what the lump sum is going to be. What if it's a dollar? The bottom line is, guys, we've got to be smart. We got to be strategic. We got to be, like Sister Bay says, we got to work on every aspect of this movement in terms of how we're going to move forward. So I'm asking you to consider putting it in the newspapers or having a sign that says no reparations, no black vote. That's gonna fuck them up. That's gonna mess them up. And then we're gonna say good trouble. This is good trouble, and we've been bamboozled all our lives. And there's nobody black in the United States of America that can say that we have not been bamboozled all our lives. Promises came back unkept. Dr. Martin Luther King said, I'm here for a check, came back insufficient funds. We want that check to be sufficient funds.
Cut the check.
It's just that simple. Now, there's so much there. There's a lot more. But, Double R, is that enough?
Agbar show, homie.
Now, this is where we're going to team up at now. We're going to pull Professor Muddy Griff right on here close to your mic. Well, we can get them in there where they get by the short and curlies, don't you know? Because we got that reparations committee. And I think now I've been accusing them of being just Democrats in disguise for the Congressional Black Caucus and the Democratic Party. So we have to call out Professor Ron Daniels leading that committee for reparations. But they ain't never busted great, so I'm going to ask them to go public on holding that black vote. We're going to ask Nkechi. All these old Howard University graduates, but all we reparations, but it's just been a cliche and a lip profession type of movement, right? They've been lip profession every year. They come out for reparations. They hold the black rally. They do the pad after the move. They do the hold down, the showdown, and the rain dance. They don't leave for this, the rain dance. Oh, we're going to call on Miss Julia Malboa, speaker. From the Million Man March 1. Come on now. We get to the warm and the short and curlers now. Old Julia Malvo, huh? Read that near the color line. She can talk to those folks that won't talk to us. for being super black. Two black, say it together with me. Two black, too strong. Come
too
on.
Black.
Too
black.
Too black.
Too black.
Too strong.
Too black.
Too black.
Too
black.
Too
strong.
Too strong.
Too black. Too strong.
Too public.
Too black.
Is she willing to really stand up for reparations and say no reparations in 23? Then there'll be no black votes in 24. Can we get that going?
There you go.
And can we move that to center post?
Because got it.
All that stuff waiting
in
the
eye. You got to
change
the narrative.
Got it.
And some of I know one of them that knows the entire. See, people be saying the verse of Kumbaya, but I think there's two amongst them that know the whole song. They've been practicing Kumbaya so long and tiptoe through the Tula so long and doing the Rodney King shuffle for getting along so long that they know it by heart. So you just push the button on the tape. You push the Django button, and they all on automatic pilot, and they chime in. Reparations now, and go back to their farm in Florida, their little plantation over there in Oregon, and just weed. They water their weeds, grow their organic food, and come on back next year for reparations. Well, we're not going to tiptoe through the tulips this year. We won't be singing Kumbaya. We ain't tiptoeing through the tulips. We did not come to pin the tail on the donkey, Democratic class, right? No, we have come to pin the tail on the honky that's blocking the reparations. Come out the house, bitch. Come out the house, bitch. He got red on his lawn.
Okay.
And let him know that his family had collected reparations through the enslavement over 14 slaves tied to Mitch McConnell alone. Let's don't talk about Lindsey Graham and Strong Sermon, all those top Republicans. Every one of them. Oh, that's just breaking ice. I ain't going to wear them down, Professor Buddy Griffin. But you see where we got to go with this. The top Negro
yes, sir.
To
yes, sir.
Out of the closet now.
Y'all change the narrative.
Right now.
And let the people
we
call.
We got to let the Democrats.
Before I pull a call.
Let me.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, let me just say this.
Money grip.
Oh,
black
okay.
power. Black power.
The only black power. Black power. In closing, Democrats, white and black, cannot miss the black vote. And if white folks hear that blacks are talking about not voting because they can't get reparations, if we lose their vote, that means Donald Trump and his crew is going to be in. Can we allow that? Mm. Give them people their reparations. Give it to them. All right.
Give me that reparation. Cut the check.
But Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. I call him Ho Biden. Put his testicles right in the sands of the desert or in the pit of the fire until he say, burn every bird. We're going to have to hold Biden accountable for this reparation. We should have held Wooden Too Slick Willie. Bill Clinton should have been held accountable.
160 years.
And all of those that hang
years.
Around him. Whole Biden Obama should have been accountable. Bush should have been accountable.
Yeah.
Goddamn Donald the Duck, 45.5, because he's still here. He's still here, y'all. 45.5 should have been held accountable. But now, at this venture, because they hold us responsible for putting this president-elect in office through the black vote, or some would like to chime and say, the African-American vote has put Ho Biden in office. But now we must hold him to accountability. We have never held a president accountable in the last 100 years for anything.
No.
Since Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy, none. We never held him accountable. Not Trump, LBJ, they've never been held. This is for the first time in American history we'll be holding a president accountable for something sizable, something real, something of substance, and something called reparations will be had,
right.
Or there will be no black vote. We will have self-determination. We'll bring the people to the table and hold the line. Once we make a demand, we know the only demand that cannot be met is the demand that we do not make. And when you make a demand, you got to hold the goddamn line. You got to hold the line for reparations. Hold the line for abstaining. That's your absence. Abstaining from the vote in 24 will bring you reparations, guaranteed. As the brother Professor Money Grip is telling you, when you hold that line, Cracker Democrat will find a way to make them reparations. Wooden Tooth Pelosi will find a way to make those reparations. If Rye breaks out of here, they got more than $50 million, more than 3 and 40 acres and a mule for each one of us if Ride breaks out just right. Meaning they had it all the time. They just didn't want to see you with it. Didn't want to give you your props, your respect, what Adam Clayton Powell said, your dignity, what Adam Clayton Powell said. And they damn sure don't want you to have not 1 ounce of integrity. But we want it all.
No.
We want full and complete emancipation, full and complete freedom, justice, and equality. Complete liberation from all forms of enslavement. And that's why I'm born for, to free you from every form of enslavement, including social, political, and spiritual enslavement at this hour. So that's why we come to Black Power Radio tonight. Anybody got more before we hit that phone button? Black Power.
Black Power.
We'll never be to listen to your radio poll. Come on, tune in. Let's wind it up. Let's pump that thing up.
Just one.
Pump it up, LRRR. Pump it up, Ms. Jones. Pump it up, Dr. Truth Bay. We got some power on this line.
Together, united, we'll never be defeated.
Every American can get this
thing. Push one. Push one.
And the trick is to stay woke. Huh? Crack a creeping. Stay woke.
Hey, woke.
Dare let the devil catch you sleeping.
Hey, woke.
And once you stay woke, don't you dare let them walk.
Oh, no.
Never. Never, never, never again. Sleep? What? Never, never.
No.
Ever again. Together.
Never
again.
Never.
Come on.
Never.
Not walk to sleep with. Never.
Ever
again. My. Sounds so sweet. So let's rock with it, brother and sister. Anybody want to say something before we go to the phone line?
I know y'all.
That's right.
Let them know now.
Go ahead, John. I got a lot to say. Hey, look. I just want to say, look. Much love to Act Boy. Look, listen, homie. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm gonna pay homage why it's due.
Yes.
Love and agape to you. You and Truth Bay. Y'all keep running this. Run this. You
we
feel
got
me?
This
how we come together.
Yeah.
Some wisdom. I mean, we need this wisdom.
We've
been bamboozled.
Let it rest.
Stop crap from Jim Crow or daddy, white folk.
You know why do you watch?
Killing ourselves. First thing is gangbanger.
Man.
Killing ourselves and keep gangbanger. What the fuck is... Oh, I'm sorry. People just...
I'm
let the cat out the bag. Lord,
put a genocide. It's a part of genocide. Genocide is their main focus. Kill us in every degree. From mass incarceration, from schools, CRT, history. That's with the brain. They don't even want to, you know, from medical stuff. That, you know, you Tuskegee Institute experiment, you feel me? So, and 2 years ago from the UCLA lawsuit, the bro was trying to let his wife and birth a daughter, you feel me? And she talking about he ain't, there's no priority. Make up.
It's a priority for R. Kelly and Bill Cosby.
Black folk. They don't like us. They don't love us. They don't want to do nothing with us. So what's our alternative? What do we got to do?
Run in the Capitol.
Article 5. How we going to pin do them like they pin did us.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to cut it out. 1%is.org.
You got to go hard.
1%is.org. Tell me, O-N-E, dot org, tell me, hit the 1619. This is the resolution.
That's right. 1% is dot
org. With an ear, if you hear with an ear, the phone on your ear, listen, why? Because when we talk about here, purpose for us further donate if you can, because a lot of us got to make movements.
But at money sign 77 Bakers, oh, money in on this movement. Because we got to go from here to there.
I got to go talk for the
percentage.org, sign and pass for this movement.
Yeah.
Five.
Right on.
So peace and black power, my family. You know, I love everybody. Agape. Feel me? The double R. Listen. Do this.
Right on.
Take tribe to this right now. It's going to take tribe and tribe to this right now for us to make this movement. Because we got these people up here in Congress cut their head off for sovereign society like the Native Americans. For self-determination. 405 describes it all. Nothing else in your life. Black power.
Black power. Attention,
our state chairman right out there in the state of California, rocking that thing coast to coast, bringing making the sun rise in the west, as you see it set in the east. My. We got another 707 up top. Thank you, Double R, for giving us that great briefing. And you and Professor Moneygriff, y'all make match them. But I'd be damned if you're going to beat them. And I say this is reparations. We're going to abstain from all that voting process until we get our reparations in place. Full and complete picture at 707-333. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yee.
707.
Because it's not
707,
it's consonant. It's consonant.
The water is fine. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm double O from Sacramento. So this is the
question.
I'm sorry to talk
you. I got you in the line.
But my
sister
calling out
from
the grave. This will be the dumbest shit we'd ever do if we talk about stopping the black vote. All our ancestors fought for this shit, y'all. And I'm telling you, that's not going to get us anywhere. There was a time, okay, banker named Farquhar, okay, gave the South all the ammunition, money, everything that they needed to fight and defeat the crown, okay? America got its independence. This man went to get his money from the so-called United States. And they have this thing. It's called the 11th Amendment. It's called the Sovereign Immunity Act. Okay,
yes.
So they
yes.
you cannot sue them or do nothing. Take it away the black vote, saying all that bullshit. That's not gonna get us nowhere. What we have to do is what we have to do honestly. Is you have to sue the fuckers that are blocking the bills, are blocking the way for the reparations to go. That's what we have to do. We have to strategically find these legislative assholes who are blocking, because this was another state law. It was called Hans versus Louisiana decision of 1890, okay? What happened was, this other man helped the states when the states had the Civil War, and he went to go get his money from the state of Georgia. They would not allow him to get paid because of the 11th Amendment, and they changed the 11th Amendment. These evil-ass judges, they get together, they plot, and they will change the amendments on our asses. But the only amendment that they allowed to stay because of 1934, Morocco versus Mississippi, when they tried to give all the bills and all the bonds of the silver and gold that was due to the people, and Monaco tried to go and sue for the people. They stopped that shit too because they thought they would allow a country to sue a country, sovereigns against sovereigns, right? But they blocked that too. So what I discovered was there's three things that does not bar the United States. And this is where I'm so proud of y'all with this 16 movement to start our own political party, because if we do that, the states can waive Tucker Act
and the federal tort claim. They can waive their immunity, and if it's enough of us as legislators promoting the black vote, getting more black people into office, then we will have the leg that we need to stand. But 1909 Supreme Court ex parte. Yes,
sir. I'm going to make sure you got most of it out. Yeah,
1908
to
state
the
and you're
in the matrix.
Ridiculous.
I'm so sorry you got caught that matrix. Okay, are you still there with us?
We can barely hear you. Double O, can you stay close to the mic so we can hear you going in and out? Black
okay.
Power.
Okay. But I was saying, because there's one, two, three things that we can do. We can do, the first one was to bar the United States, which is to get them to, you know, give up their own immunity and say, yes, we will allow, to, we will take this case and we will allow you to sue us because enough of the legislation has decided to bar the United States. But the second thing I said was the states can waive the Tucker Act versus the federal tort claim. And then the third thing we can do to get them is we go after this. A man can sue the man or woman in office to stop them from the unconstitutional act. Now, our reparations were signed in the 13th Amendment. It's already constitutional, guys. So all we got to do is find the fuckers that's blocking it and sue them personally to stop the shit. You don't have to tell black people to stop voting. That's the worst thing. Martin Luther King, they would kick our ass. All the beatings and all the death having for us to be able to vote. You know what I'm saying? I hear you trying to put the squeeze on people, but the squeeze needs to go to these assholes that's blocking the unconstitutional act. You can sue that man or woman in office, and you can glean their bonds and take their whole shit and make them stop blocking us. That's our best bet, guys. But everything else is just fucking nonsense. We sound stupid as fuck, and I'm sorry for cussing and being like that, but I'm serious.
No, okay, I'm sure you everyone is entitled
you're
to their opinion.
You're right there with us, right? Okay, now.
Stay right by. That's right.
Do with you, double R, I make sure you're there with us. And double O is there with us. Now, we're moving on abstaining because this is our platform that we're standing on. But we are going to make plenty of room now for you to go legally to do exactly. Now, listen carefully. Now, one thing about Black Power Radio, we're extremely politically astute. I have monitored presidents from Truman Eisenhower to all the way into the Carter administration, full and complete, Clinton administration, full and complete, two Bushes, full and complete, Obama, Donald the Duck Trump, 45.5, or all the way up here to this Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, full and complete. And now we're halfway through this guy we call Joe Biden.
Tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Where that came from.
We got a
Joe Biden.
Or Joe
Biden. But are you still with me now, double O? Now you have to hold held accountable.
Yes,
from.
I'm
what
here.
What you say on Black Power Radio, you got to remember this is revolution. And revolution tends to get a little muddy, as explained by Alhaji Malik al-Shabazz, the one we call Malcolm X. And revolution could actually get a little bloody. Revolution may not be for everybody, and everything definitely not for everybody. But definitely, I'm here to tell you that we will abstain, and we will call out all of those to abstain. You will, if your word is mine, if you are true to we the people, then I invite you to roll right on up the middle with your legislation that you will use your legal ears to go and sue those who are standing in the way of reparations as we abstain. That'll give us double effort. I'm a student of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
I'm just not against attacking our people. It's enough backbiting.
We can sing together. We will never be able to talk at the same time. It's an impossibility. But the theme is here. You go that way, right? That's Dr. Truth Bay. You still with us, Dr. Truth Bay?
That's right. I'm still here.
She's right here with us. And we've got gold here. We've got double R. And we've got a whole legislative brothers up and down Texas, Chicago. We got Switchblade on the phone. I'm bringing you up, Switchblade. I'm going to let you
spoke.
Talk. Hello. We got Chicago. We've got D.C., Illinois, New York, and some cities you can't even pronounce. Spartanburg and Gatlin, South Carolina. I mean, I could go on through some cities here. But that's not as important. I said, you go that way, Cotton. You, Dr. Toothpick, you go that way. You, Double R, up in the middle. You there with us, Double R?
All right.
I hope you did. Okay, he's there with us, and he's fired up, and he ain't going to take it no more. You go up the middle, Double R. You, Professor Money Griff, still with us. You go right. I'm going to give it to Jim Brown. Jim Brown going to run up the middle. You say he's talking, no, Jim Brown ain't going nowhere. I done bought him back. Jim Brown up the middle. Huh?
Stop
them, they can't stop us all. I'm here with you. They can stop you. Maybe they'll stop you. But I'd be damned if we're going to let them stop us all. You will not stop us all. We got self-determination. We got the divine intervention in our favor because we had little teeny faith and a bit of political organization. Now we got big political organization, big testicles made of steel. Huh? We've never been trapped by the sands of the desert. We've been often tried, but we ain't never been denied. And we're here with self-determination for reparations. And we're going to get it. How are we going to get it? By any means necessary.
Any means necessary.
Now, how are we going to take it? By any means necessary.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Somebody needs to mute their line. How are we going to get it?
Who's the fool?
By any means.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record,
necessary.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with, thank you, your message has been sent.
Necessary. That's what someone's playing with. By any means necessary. So
by any means necessary.
Some of y'all have to come back in. But
I don't want any means necessary. I want a strategic thought out plan because I've always.
And again, there you go. See that talking at the same. We gave you double
you
O, right?
All the
time from your mom and them to get in where they can fit in. Give you all the time in the world, and now she's gonna talk while we're talking at the mic. Now we can share the mic, but we can only talk one at a time. We can sing in 3-part harmony, but we can only talk here. You got one mic on you. And one mic on you. Now, you will get the mic back, but I'm telling you what we're doing. And I'm trying to explain your assignment so you won't get it twisted, Mrs. Double O, right? Now, she gave us her political position. Is Dr. Truth Bay with us?
Well, yes, right. I'm still here.
And Double O is here. Let me make sure that she's here. Now, we won't get this twisted. Get this on record correctly. Now, you there with me, Ms. Double O? You right there with us? Let me see, can we hear you?
Yes, and I'm not sure
okay.
the black
yes,
vote and black
us,
people
right?
were
now, we,
gotten
okay,
so
now,
far.
We
can explain that. Hold your horses, Double O.
She will make
hold
her
on.
Point in the middle of our point. Now, we tried to make no points during your point. Now, you'll be able to come back to the mic and make your point. I'm just organized. I'm the professor here at this class, at this hour, at this moment. So I'm just explaining to you now, straight up. You have a self-assigned course. Of going to do the legal thing that you command. Now, we're already busy doing what we're doing. We abstaining from the vote, organizing with the Million Man, organizing our street campaigns, and doing what we do as Black Panthers. We're in Spartanburg. I want you to know we're in Spartanburg after the state of South Carolina for We the People. And we're having it out with a beer belly sheriff that's got 20 body bags of black people. We are fully occupied here at the Black Panther Party. So now you have become our point guard because you got in. I didn't force you to open your mouth, but you gave yourself that assignment because I don't have a soldier to send out here and get a legal team to sue these people that you're talking about. So now I want you to explain to me step by step what you're going to do to sue the people that are blocking reparations. I heard you loud and clear. Come on, we got Double O
on
mic, and we're going to listen up carefully. Come on, Double O, and talk back to us. Tell us how you're going to do this stuff.
I really understand, but it's like, what if it gonna get us attacking other black people? That's the problem. We always pulling each other down on some dumb.
One thing we don't do, we don't do at Back Pirate. We don't do no blabbermouth. We are real people, real political students, and I ask you a pertinent cross examination question. I'm an expert cross examiner, a nation person, and I work for the Honorable
Third Responder. Double R, get me in, man.
talking. Now, are you there?
Hold your horses.
Because people that actually sacrifice, and everybody on this line sacrifice, and that number double, the double is not even on this line. But the Black Panther Party sacrificed from day one to this hour. Now, you came with an assignment for us, and I've invited you to take on that assignment. Now, you have the right to accept or reject that assignment, but this is the assignment you brought for us, and we're asking you to carry it out, and we want you to give us step-by-step how we're going to sue the legislators that are in place to block reparations. Now, you can talk about it. We've been to the home of Ms. McConnell, Lindsey Graham. We know Jesse James Clyburn. We know that John Conyers was stopped with the H.R. 40. We know that he tried to bury the bill with him. We know the N-word Pelosi blocked him, booted him out over sexual allegations, and tried to bury reparations. We brought it black alive because of those political activists there in California, in Evanston, Illinois, in Chambers, Massachusetts, and Williamsburg, Virginia, and a couple other spots we won't name right now. But you know we brought it back, and reparations is live, and we plan to strike while the iron is hot. So explain to us how we are to sue the legislators that you say that are blocking reparations at this hour. And you have the mic. Thank you.
Okay. I am going to do further investigation, but these are the three things I did research that this in there. I do have another thing, how to sue the federal government, because they have an EIR number. You know what I'm saying? It's a corporation that we can go after. So I will be on the research because those are the three steps that I know you can do to get this action that we so deservedly need. But I'm just like, I want to know what is going to be the outcome, you know, if we remove all the black votes and then we have no black people in political power. And it's all ran by Russians, and it's all ran by Greeks, and it's all ran by East Indians, and it's all ran by these other infiltrating ass coming over to our country. Then what do we do, brother? What happens next?
Okay, now, this is what's going on, beloved. No one knows what a reparations march looks like in Washington because we've not yet held one.
Never
so
had one.
You have to come, you have to show up to see what it looks like. So no one knows what it looks like to have all the black votes abstain. It'd be a beautiful picture to me, but to take those votes and use them for self. We see what using the black vote under James Clyburn bought us a wooden tooth cracker named Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden, who promised everything during this campaign, but delivered what? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War. What is it good for?
Now, what about
nothing?
Now, have we reached out to
so
Charles Anderson?
We've seen what the black vote under Obama bought us, some LGBTs, RGs. We saw what the black vote bought us under Clinton, Soul Brother number one. We had ribs. We had guitar players. We had some corn. Barbecue, et cetera. Right now I'm talking. And so we saw what that vote. So the voting, we see what voting can bring us. Now we're seeing what abstaining from the vote will bring. We don't know what that picture looked like, Ms. Double R. We have to go ahead and do it and then see what it looks like. Is that being fair?
Yes, that's fair, but all I'm saying is why don't we come together and find us a black candidate that's going to make sure we get to sue these fuckers and get the right.
We all vote for the right candidate.
We all Million Man March and say we know the names and we know the places and we know the dates of who we coming to. We got a political party and we have our black president that we finna put into power. Black power
now
for
that,
real.
Now
that's what I want to see. Is a real real duty and put a real man or woman in the office and do what we need to do.
That becomes the ultimate fulfillment decoy. Now, we said we were on one track, but you're asking to stop what we're doing and do what you say. Is that what you're asking? What exactly are you asking?
I'm just asking for reason and truth and some real, real, real action. I'm just trying to be out of my body and floating through the eos like I'm a god and can see things that's going to play out before it even happens. And what I want to see play out is a real candidate that we can all get behind. And I guarantee you Mexican brown people, all of them, they'll get behind us because they tired of this shit too. And they know if they had a real strong, real black power person in power, it would be better for a lot of people. Enumerated powers for a lot of people. not just for one set of people. And not just start
fucking
revolution of
here.
Anger.
Hold on for a second.
That's going to make us even farther behind.
Because now, we put you on one assignment for the Black Panther Party to find out how the legal means of getting those people off our backside that are blocking reparations. Now, you took on the Brown vote, too. Now, are you serious about this? Now, that's two big assignments because I don't have anybody to send over to make sure the Brown vote is with us. Are you willing to do both? One or none of the above?
I'm willing to do both, brother, because that's what time it is. And it's like, really,
we have to work with ourselves.
We got people already assigned, double O, that will get right there with you, and they will you can delegate some authority from you gave some strong orders there to get with the legal people that are blocking and get a lawsuit going. That's one process. Now, to get the Brown vote with us, because there could have been some Brown votes. You got to realize now we got an algorithm that's already got the database with these votes that there are 50 million. Now, people mind haven't processed that yet. We got 50 million plus voters that say we deserve reparations, that we should be paid a form of reparations. And $50 million is a drop in the, if you have a $1 trillion budget already, $50 million is a drop in the bucket. Is that right, Double Switchblade? Black Switchblade is in Chicago. Does that sound like a drop in the bucket to you, Switchblade? Black Power?
Of course, Chief Brother Akbar. That is a drop in the bucket. You know what we spent on illegal immigrants?
We got you on that now, Switchblade. I want you to slow down a minute, Switchblade. Now, I just listened today that, I'll be honest, that, was it Beyonce? Somebody had to Google this stuff for me. But Beyonce and Jay-Z just put like $800 million or something crazy figure up in one house, one estate today. That is not no money to people that's counting money, y'all. Switchblade, give it up the rest of it. But one person is managing that kind of money. That $50 million ain't no money to the U.S. government into the billions of trillions. And then we say we represent $1 trillion spending budget that we spend with everybody else. So,
right on.
But we just don't have the behavior pattern of a trillionaire, but we got money
please.
In our hand at some point. Is that right? The money's in our hand at some point.
The money is going to be in our hands, and everybody is mad on how we're going to get the bag because it's old to us. This is something that is old to us, sister. You're talking about $80 trillion and counting in reparations for each and every last one of us black folks whose lineage goes back to the chattel slavery. And let me let you know that, young blood, we are dealing with numbers here, okay? We only make up 13% of this nation's population, but 40% of black folks is homeless. Okay? Look at that number. Well, I live in a city in the Chicago area where we make up a third of this population, and 73% of us is homeless. Okay? Mm. This is not by coincidence. This is all by design. I don't have no time to look out for no illegal immigrants, no brown people, no Afghanistans, no Ukrainians, because our people have been fighting for the love and support for over 400 years, and we even fought for the love and support for others to come over here to build. And when they come over here, they disrespect us and go against us and have anti-black hatred towards us. So I don't have time.
To look at other groups and support them.
Now let me finish because we're talking to our young person now, and I understand her anger, but her anger needs to be pointed in the right direction, which is the federal government or this white supremacist system. These brown people don't give a fuck about your black ass. She wanted to curse, so I'm cursing too. The Asians don't give a fuck about you as long as you spend their money. But when was the last time you seen an Asian or a Hispanic at a soul food restaurant or any of our barbershops? Huh? Any of that? Any other our businesses? No.
They don't really care.
But they damn sure put set up shot in our business and make money off us. And because we're so patriotic and have so much love, and we have love for anybody, whoever they come from, gay or straight or black or white or in between or whatever, they take advantage of our good spirit. But not today. Not no more. We standing up for what's ours, and you absolutely right. We should go for those. And our sister had a great point that I want to point out, because we got to listen to our youth. And if they could find a way that we could also insult those who personally want to go against our reparations, let's go ahead and protest where they eat at, where they live at, and everything. I feel her on that. We could do things like that. Let that be part of her assignment, okay, so she could completely understand where to go for the ones that are power at. They don't got that much goddamn security. It's the majority of us here on Earth. So we got to remember that we still got to look towards our youth, because they see another way too. And they see that Asians and Hispanics and white people may be their friends or whatever, but they're really not when it comes to survival.
That part. We
okay, sis.
It.
Can I
we
say something?
Part,
because
go
remember,
ahead. And
yeah,
I yield black.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. I apologize.
I
remember when...
Ms. Switchblade,
you know,
are you still there with us?
I just want to say that she was making a very valid point.
Here.
Okay.
That
right.
When they
yes,
that
ma'am.
Black man in the street and they killed that.
Okay, hold that point for just a second, please. And we're going to pick right back up with you, Double O, we got you, and Double R, and everybody else is right in there with you. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. I'm right here with you, but now there's an unwritten law. We got to go real slow because... To your chairman, I'm the national chairman. I'm not terribly bright. I just have a limited amount of intelligence and a limited amount of experience, but I'll share the best of my wisdom with you. There's unwritten laws, unwritten rules that for the other cultures, namely the brown man, namely the yellow man, to not spend one red cent with you and I. And if we visit these clubs later on, on my mind, somebody need to mute up a little bit. And mute yourself when you're not talking. If I can mute you, I can mute you real good. But I don't want to. I don't have to. Let me mute everybody up real quick and say this to you clearly. Now, you visit these clubs late at night, nightclubs, right? Everybody there with me. And you leave the clubs, and they go to the carryout. And there's long lines after them, mostly young people, but nevertheless, the club goers, young and old, are lined up at the Chinaman's place to get something to eat. We're the only people that eat like that from another nationality. But you have never seen an Asian in that line or a Mexican in the line, right, getting that food because what? They have got that food especially for you. And if the Asian come, they'll go back in the kitchen and they're eating something else. When you look in the back, they're eating from an entirely different food, their own Asian food. They made you some chicken wings, fish sandwich and fries, et cetera, on down the line. And some, some golden egg rolls, some cabbage and egg rolls and whatnot like that. And you want some shrimp fried rice, maybe you like. You want broccoli beef, they got broccoli beef. If you want broccoli chicken, they got broccoli chicken. And they can say, maybe you like it, see? And they're giving away. Chicken, teriyaki, orange chicken, teriyaki at the mall. But nobody's giving away chicken but the Asian, because they know you go broke giving away chicken. The Whole Foods, the Big Giant Food, the Safeway, the Jewel Markets, the Jew ain't giving away no chicken. The Muslim barely giving away chicken. But so you got some stuff that is curled up meat, but it's smooth as a baby bottom. The chicken, when you cut across, it's got roughage. So it's giving you some black market meat that's not quite chicken. They're giving you some mishap and some fake crabs and telling you that that's food. So you got to understand what you're getting when you get it from another people. But nevertheless, they are not going to spend one red cent with you. And I'm going to open everybody's mic up. And if somebody disagrees with that, you have plenty of time, plenty of opportunity to disagree with the Sheikh. But that's what we're doing, and that's what we're dealing with. And we got them all the way open back to Double O, Double R, and now y'all go for it. And Dr. Truth Bay, you're going to have to manage all this. But the
well,
great
I, just
wanna, I need y'all to go.
Get along.
With a winning formula. Now, we can't talk at the same time. The lead mic goes to Dr. Truth Bay. She's organized. She's a super organizer, an excellent intellectual, the brightest crown in my box right now, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. And I want one mic on Dr. And when someone starts to speak, give them one mic to Kurt. I can mic mute you, but I want y'all to show me, Kurt, that you're disciplined enough to be courteous to each other as I yield the mic to Dr. Critical Truth Bay, our National Minister of Justice, Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, National Chairman. Now, there are some good points that 00 has made. We do need to sue the legislative body, but that's in combination of withdrawing our vote. Now, before we get on this platform, we must do our extensive research first with the proper data on how this government is ran. Now, withholding our black votes is probably one of the most powerful things we can do to show that our dollars, that our worth is more than just casting a ballot for these corrupt politicians. Currently, we're under a Roman government. The 1776 Constitution did not include us as humans. We were at best considered two-thirds of a human simply because of the vote. That's the only reason why they even wanted to include us, but we didn't even have the right to vote until the early 20th century. Now, the legislative bodies that are in this government, no matter how righteous they may be, once they get elected in their seats, when you follow the local jurisdiction, whether it's a city councilman, whether it's a mayor, whether it's a state governor, whether it's a Congress, a House of Representatives, a Senate, or assembly person, they all have the same agenda because this system that they're under is bigger than them. So they can tell you how much they would love to fight for you, but once they get into that seat, they got to toe the line of white supremacy. Now, that's the head of this table. And how we combat white supremacy is several ways to skin a cat. So withholding our black vote, no reparations, no vote, is the most powerful message that we can give. Now, in conjunction, suing legislative bodies can go coincide with this as well, because to let them know, the federal government that we sue, don't you know when we sue for civil rights that is thrown out on the Supreme Court level? Now, in 1857, Dred Scott, perfect example of a man that just wanted to be recognized as human. Every state he was going to with his two daughters and his wife, one state he was a slave, another state he was considered a freedman. So he got tired of it, and within 5 years, he mustered up the courage and the resources to stand before the Supreme Court justice. Now, the person over that was Chief Justice Roger Taney. Roger Taney was a slave owner himself, but at that time, that was the norm. So when Dred Scott stood before him, the main thing that Roger Taney told him, Dred Scott, was that you as a black man have no rights that a white man will respect. Now, that wasn't made a law, but it was made the lineage of how they operate to this day. They are trained to ignore the black struggle because they know us better than we know us. It's called political science. They say, okay, let them march. Let them outcry. Let them protest. But we're going to go back to business as usual the very next day. Why? Because we are not in the political arenas 99% of the time the rest of the year. Now, we may come out on major protests. Black Lives Matter is a perfect example of how they mobilize the black struggle, black death, as the saying Black Lives Matter. But in all actuality, once they got that $100 million, these ladies, you know, and I'm going to use that word lightly, they decided to buy themselves mansions and hook up their family members. So we don't have real leadership for the black community. On top of that, the 1619 Reparations Party is not just a fancy name we're throwing out there. It is an actual political party that we're forming. And this is where I invite you to work with RRR and us to actually mobilize and organize the people who will be part of this movement. The black vote is the most important because we have ancestors that bled for us to have this right. But the right is continually going to white supremacy every time we cast a ballot. Now, the 1619 Reparations Party is an official black political party that represents the descendants of chattel slaves. You have to have a lineage on top of the struggle of what we went through in this country. That's what reparations is about. It's about a repairing and a redress of the damage that chattel slavery has given to our ancestors, which is why we have the hoods and the projects, and you have the valley and the white picket fence villages of where non-blacks were able to live. We were the only group of people that, as a law, was not allowed to buy property, was not allowed to drink at the same water fountain, was not allowed to attend the same schools at one point in time under the law. This is the same governance that created the Jim Crow laws, is the same ones that we're withholding our votes. Now, know that these are the grandchildren of the Klansmen that are in these offices. These are the daughters and sons of the KKK that are in these offices. So if we have the whole, let's take the whole Congressional Black Caucus, this 100-member blackface only, tell me what bill have they passed to protect our black bodies as of now? Let's just talk about the black politicians, right? Where is H.R. 40? H.R. 40 was a commission to study reparations. The California Task Force, AB 3121, signed by Gavin Newsom, was another commission to study reparations. Now, did the Asians have a study for their anti-Asian COVID bill that passed within 30 days, talking about black people is attacking them and we're you know, just left and right, just stop Asian hate? So what did Biden do? He drew a bill for them. What did the Japanese internment camp survivors receive? They received their reparations without a study. Let's look at the Holocaust survivors. That didn't even happen in this country. It happened in Germany. But yet, United States felt the need to give them reparations and continue to do so, especially to Israel, where it had nothing to do with the atrocities that chattel slavery has caused upon the black American here on this country. This is a specific history that we are addressing. That's why this march is not a regular march. It is a movement of exodus under this Roman government. It takes a lot of manpower for us to do that. It's not overnight, which is why a year and a half from now, by November 5th, 2024 election, we would already have in place an alternative for our black people to go to. We can't just say, hey, don't vote. We're not going to tell our people just don't vote. What we're going to tell them is that you have an alternative party that if you do choose to vote, because that is a right that we have fought for, that you have a political party that you can vote for that's going to address our black issues solely, first and foremost, and anything that we as black people as a whole has established, believe you me, you already know, everybody else will prosper. Because we are the only money makers for everybody else. Mass incarceration, they have put in bids, they have put in stocks in these prisons in the late 80s, early 90s, in which mass incarceration rose so that way the 13th and 14th Amendment that says that we are only criminalized through incarceration, that's why we're overrepresented in the jail cells. Homelessness, number one issue with black families. Many of the black families that I can tell you here in Los Angeles County have been taken from the top of the list to get housing and removed specifically for the Ukrainians, Afghanistan, and every non-black person is now on top of that list or received housing. So to this day, we are still being ostracized. We are still being disrespected. We are still being ignored because we have not unified to the point where we have to be on code. Doesn't matter what religion you are. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter what your income, your tax income bracket is. We have to be on code when it comes to this particular movement. Now, our red and blue, our black votes is for sale. It's for sale to the highest bidder only if we receive reparations before November 5th. 2024. But that still takes some more work, and that's where 00 you come in. In the process of us mobilizing our people to educate our people on reparations, on political matters, then we can have you and a group of other legal intelligence to come in and sue the legislative bodies, because you are on the right track with that. But you must identify these legislative bodies for the people if this is what you want to push. And we will be with you 110%. But we cannot throw out the movement of no reparations, no vote without your proper research and accountability at the table. And with that, I yield Black. Black Power.
Awesome. That's what you say.
Black Power. Who's that first voice we heard? The first voice. Go ahead.
That's 00. 00. Can you hear me, guys? Because I'm in the matrix sometimes.
We got one mic. One mic
go
on 00. Okay.
Hear
Black Power.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Now, I love what you said, Dr. Truth, because, and then what the other sister said, and Chief also, where he mentioned, you know, we stand in the lines for the Chinese people and this and that. But I have so much footage, and even people on CNN yelling, tired of white people, you know, disrespecting Black people and saying that we are due. They even know, they say they are overdue for their what is due to us. And all I'm saying is, and I know that bees get more honey, how those Asian people came crying, oh, they're hurting us, oh, they're hurting us. It's not like we have to be weak or begging for anything, but I really feel like if we came with what you said, no Black votes, everybody join our party. We want a real candidate. Don't vote for nothing else but our, you know what I mean? Because that makes sense to bring it together. No votes for none of y'all parties. Only vote for our party now, you know? It has to be something where we actually get legislative movement and real people into the offices of power and sue these people who have been blocking. And I yield the floor.
Yes, ma'am. And that's right precisely how the colonists lined up one mic on Shaky Ma'am Akbar. That's precisely how the 13 colonists lined up against the old bloody Brits. And they won. We had no sharpshooters, no Army, Navy, Air Force, none of that. Went up against the people with a strong Navy and a strong sharpshooter. But we got sharper sharpshooters. We got a better Navy, a better Air Force out of it. But you just got to go looking around. Never underestimate your ability to check your opponent and put them on their backside. Huh? Checkmate, right?
What?
And it, not only did George Cornwallis, I haven't been talking, not only did George Cornwallis bow down, he bowed down and surrendered, according to the French and the Belgium and the Spanish, to a lesser force, that they made them surrender to a lesser force. So this is where we are today. They laughed at the colonists going up against those bloody Brits. Oh, but they checked them in the midst of that iniquity. And I yield my mic to the next. Who's the next speaker? Who's next? Who? Somebody spoke up.
That will be me, Switchblade.
Go ahead, Switchblade. Black Power in Chicago in the house.
Right on. I just wanted to add to what my brothers and sisters were saying to our young queen right there that is still learning. She is in a process, and I'm pretty sure all the knowledge that we gave her tonight reassured her that she's not alone in this battle, that you do have comrades, real true warriors on your side, sis, and there are lessons and levels that we all need to learn to grow. And I hope that you can see that we are connecting with each other, finally on the same page and on code with each other to make a better future for all of us. That's what I want to say first and foremost. The second thing I wanted to add was that our ancestors did not just fight and die just so we could vote for the next grandmaster of our oppression. They fought and died for us to be free from European domination, period. Mm-hmm. So when we do vote, we want something out of it. And in the past 60 years of us, over 60 years of us having a vote, we have not getting anything out of it. But every group that is labeled people of color or a minority has benefited from the blood, sweat, and tears of what our ancestors have fought and died for. And that is
right.
Not the original purpose of what they did, of dying and fighting for. And we must continue this battle. And so that now that we have the opportunity to read and write and use weapons and use our entrepreneurial skills to the best of our ability based on what our trade is individually, we are coming together. We also have to learn how to be patient with each other because we have been oppressed for over 400 years. But yet, even within our oppression, we made the best country on earth where everybody want to come and stay and build on. So I give our ancestors props on that. And because I am, we are our ancestors, we must continue this battle for the betterment of our future. And yes, no reparations, no vote has never been given before.
That's right. Power to the people.
To do things differently, and we get different results. And we have the power, but it's not power until you exercise that power, until you use it skillfully and effectively against your opposition. Right now, the government has been our opposition to reparations, opposition to our progress and living a decent life in America. This is all that the Black Panther Party wanted. Was a decent life. They said, we're not even going to give you an opportunity for a decent life because we're going to hold these reparations, which we do deserve according to 50 million voters. There's 50 million registered voters, and I will go ahead and add an accentuation to that, that I believe they actually get up and go out to the polls and vote. Those are the voters in our favor at this hour. So they're not votes until we use them. Until we exercise the vote, it's not worth a damn to you. And we got to know how to cleverly and skillfully use that vote against a wooden-toothed, knuckle-headed Negro like Jesse James Clyburn dumped all of his votes over at Joe Biden or Joe Biden. Everybody must bear with anybody here that don't believe that was a mistake. Does anybody disagree with the fact that we know that was a huge mistake? Am I right or wrong, true or false? On a knuckleheaded, forgetful ass, ill, one leg in the ground on the ground and one leg in the grave, Joe Biden. Am I right or wrong? That was a mistake. It's a huge. It was a waste of our vote. And now the whole world, whether they come in your face and say it, you are responsible for putting Joe Biden in the office or Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. In the office.
Right.
And it's Hunter.
And I don't even vote for
the 46th president. I call it 46.2 because you get two Hunters for the price of one. And if you name your son Hunter, that means that you are a goddamn killer. And the two killers in the office and not making no moves for me and you. They got ample opportunity. They go way over Ukraine and settle the affairs of the Ukrainians. Put plenty of military weaponry in the hands of those out there. Stay there fighting communism, socialism, whatever they say they're fighting. They're fighting that cause. But we have been here appealing for these reparations for 400 years. We might as well round that off to 400 years of appeal. Now we must tax your ass. They had 100 years of playing around the bloody Brits. They threw that goddamn tea in the harbor, say no more. They say the bloody Brits are coming to bloody Brits. They say shoot them bloody Brits. What did Elton John say? Right between the eyes. That's how you got Philadelphia freedom. There's Philadelphia, big level. There's Hampshire and New Hampshire. There's York of the bloody Brit, and there's New York, or some call it New York. But nevertheless, hey, New World Order. This is a new world. And shot the bloody Brits where? Right between the eyes. That's how they got Philadelphia freedom. What did Patrick Henry? Patrick Henry was a noble patriot, and he said, give me what? Liberty or give me death.
Or death.
The Black Panther call right now. It's called freedom or death. Freedom or death.
Freedom or death.
And we're fighting. We're freedom fighters.
We're not the guy running around here trying to appease Mr. White and them and say, let's give Whitey a few of the grapes from our vine, right? Now you can't even grow any grapes on the vine. The way you pick vines, grapes from the vine 20 years ago, it doesn't even grow on grapes. They have put so much toxicity in the atmosphere that you can't even grow a grape or a strawberry or a blackberry on the vine. They don't even grow there no more. Peaches that used to grow fruit, they don't grow there no more. So I'm just here to tell you it's a new day, a new time. But we're not going to sit there and let them pick grapes and turn them into wine while we drinking his urine and he calling it rain. We're just not going for the oaky and the dokey at this hour. In other words, we ain't going for nothing but reparations. This is why we've come here today, for the reparations. And I'm just trying to instill in you a certain form of self-determination, and don't let nothing turn you around from your reparations. Let nothing turn you around from abstaining from that vote. That vote has never been in your favor. You voted Republican. You voted in Bush and Reagan and Bush and Bush and Bush and Reagan, and it didn't do nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Reagan refused to even meet with you. That's why I call the children that walk your train tracks and walk around on your streets, and they don't say nothing. I call them, they're sick. They're not ill. They're sick with Ronald Reagan syndrome. But come on to the mic. Somebody has to come on. Come on, Double R, you had something for us. You can talk black to us on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, peace, Black Power.
Peace to God and earth.
Promise to you. Hey, let it program. Program is, like I said earlier.
You need one mic on the double R, one mic on the double R.
Right on, go ahead, double R.
Yeah, listen. I'm going to take notes right here. Everything here is great. Solutions, not only that. Solutions. The fact of the matter is that we behind everything negative, and we like low everything positive. You feel me? That's black folk. That's from the genocide. The genocide in jails, genocide in schools, the genocide in medical, genocide just in and whatever else that they got, they threw in front of us. But listen, black people. Man. No.
Closer to the mic, Double R. Folk. Closer to the mic.
Listen, black folk. For self-determination. Why? Our movement. Solution. Everybody spoke. Everybody was great. Turn the switch on. Listen to this radio station. Listen to what our movement is. Stop this movement, we nothing. We've been doing everything from 160 years right now. It's 1863. Reparations is a key to establish. First thing that we need to establish, everything on this radio show, it's about unity. Dolphin. Resolution. For Article 5, 1% is God award. Signed, sealed, delivered, pass it to another. Also, we need to be funded. We can't go to another state unless we got money. A lot of us, y'all know the study. You need to follow it. The study is that we behind in money, people. Fund. At $77 Baker, we can fund every area. It's black power, Black Panther power. Because everybody dying. saying today. Things on here that saying that they children, their grandchildren, and everything else. And that, listen, you need to stop it. Stop it, black people. The strong black people. Stop.
All right.
And I'm proud. Get what these white folks say. Black has been said.
Black is beautiful, baby.
Brush your teeth. Black is beautiful.
Brush your teeth. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud.
Black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm like, thank you again for the double R for giving us this briefing. And again, a call to action and to be ready with the appropriate action at the appropriate hour. Muhammad Ali, the best counterpunch puncher in the world, but it's in my timing. And so we got to sync up and get our timing precise on making this movement the most popular thing in the households. Remember, we making the reparations word, the reparations movement, and the Black Panther Party the household word across America for abstaining from the vote until we get reparations. They tried their best every trick to turn sideways, upside down, in the corner, in reverse order, double reverse spin, and the 9 yards. And they still, they say, IRZ and the DMZ, but they still haven't dug me. So they're not digging your dancing and prancing, but they can feel that vote. They can feel when you hold your money and don't give it to an organization or a church or a political network or your special institution of learning, a special institution of this or that. But hold that money for the liberation, for the movement to secure the reparations. And you haven't secured it. And then you got to have your peacekeeping forces on top of that once you get it awarded, because they're designed to come and take it back. They burned us out at Rosewood, burned us out at Tulsa, bombed us in Philly. Come on. You got to put some protection on yourself now if you make that monumental gain. So think about these things, brothers and sisters, as we go to the next mic. Somebody was coming to the mic. Black Power.
Black Power wanted to do reiterate what our call to action is. And it's hashtag reparations2024. Attention, red and blue. My black vote is for sale. That is our call to action. National blackout. First and foremost, black family, we want you to make sure that you're ready when reparations come down the pipeline. Just like everything else, it has to be organized. So when it's time to cut the check, will you be ready? The first step is to trace your lineage. If you know that you are a descendant of slaves, or if your family had suffered through any of that, that this message specifically is for you, black family. You need to trace your lineage by either buying an Ancestry.com kit. Ancestry kit usually is $99 to $120 online. You purchase the kit. It's delivered to your home. Once you get the kit, there is a tube that you put in your DNA. You seal back that tube and mail it back to the lab, and within 6 to 8 weeks, they should give you your first round of DNA. If you have siblings, a sister, a brother, or a cousin, make sure that they take it with you to advance the lineage that you'll find. It's better when you have more than one family member. So that's the first step, trace your lineage. If you have records, if you know your family was part of the census, and there were only two, if you were part of that slave census, that's also part of your records. You must, black family, be excellent in record keeping. Nobody is going to do this for us. This is why this is the only platform right here on Black Power Radio, under the guidance of our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, who is leading the charge. in making sure that our black people get reparations, that we make a demonstrative position, and we have a power that is untouchable. So do your part as of now. Trace your lineage, do your DNA. There's also the Mormon Church. I don't know why the Mormon Church is a leader in genealogy, but it is what it is. So there is a major Mormon church in Oakland in where you can find and trace your DNA for free. These are the things that you must take part in before reparations even hit the floor. And last but not least, if you have any more questions on how to trace your lineage, you could email us at info@onepercentage.org, info@onepercentage.org, or you can call us at 323-884-8583, and just, you could text, I want to know more about reparations, and we'll give you the whole spiel on what to do and how to join the movement. But remember, October 16th to the 21st in D.C., we're going to be making specific requests that includes reparations now and policy. That means, black family, we are going to have a nice surprise for our legislative body on that day, or way before that. We're going to have our anti-black hate crime bill. Oh, yes, we have a couple of people that's been working on this, and this is not the NAARC, the National African American Reparations Committee, which is a group of deadweights that we can look it up, NAARC, and see how they, since 2015, were supposed to lead the people towards reparations. But as we said before, those who have mentioned reparations for more than 40, 50 years, they have not given the people a clear blueprint on, first off, what it is, second off, on how we are able to get it. But this time this year, we have a clear blueprint on what reparations is, how we're going to get it, and how it's going to come to the people by us, not decision makers of the political party who wants to study reparations for another 40 years. That's what we are withholding our votes from,
from these schools.
So timetovotefor.us.com is the website that you can also look at how to be part of this plan of action, timetovotefor.us.com. So it's time, number two, vote. Number four, us.com, timetovotefor.us.com. So reparations, no reparations, no vote, buy black only. We are going to hold you to the fire. And if you want to decide to vote for the opposition on November 5th, 2024, we'll have our people there too. And we are going to shame you. Oh, yes, we are, because we got to hold ourselves accountable. If you want to vote blue no matter who, that we're going, it's going to be a public matter at hand. But the movement is going on one direction, and we got to be on code with this one, black family, because if we don't do it now, then we're never going to get it at this point. And that, are you black? I would like to go to our clip before the 11 o'clock hour, Eastern Standard Time, of Ayundi Jean-Baptiste, the youth who we so adore, that we look up to. We got to listen and work with our young people. They are the ones that are the future, that are going to lead the charge, but they must be armed with the proper knowledge so they can take forth with this movement. And that's what we're doing, black family. Behind the scenes, we are working diligently to make sure our people are equipped with this specific knowledge. And with that, I yield back. And when we're ready, I'll play the video of our young powerful speaker of the 1995 Million Man March, Ayundi Jean-Baptiste.
So by all means, brothers and sisters, you must strike while the iron is hot. It is a time capsule that we're in to get this thing done, to get the word out, number one, that there's a group appealing to black people to abstain from voting in 2023, but holding that vote in our favor for we the people, as I yield the mic for the tape that we're going to play back. Thank you again, and Black Power.
Black Power.
Go back to your family. Go raise and teach your children. Go back and organize throughout this nation to bring about a better day for our people. Our enemies can destroy us one by one, but no one can stop 1 million men organized and committed. Thank you.
Black power.
Only 12 years old, this young man. And he stood there with a Panther label on his chest. I tell you, that was not by coincidence. We got to listen to these. Black power. Black power.
All now about here, the Cubs, brothers and sisters. The Cubs is the one that you pass the baton to take it all the way, what you call the end zone. Go ahead.
Right on, right on. And because of that speech, he became an overnight sensation to the point where he was even on Oprah Winfrey. But he went to a Chicago public school, originally from Evanston, Illinois, and he decided to take part of this march as a participant. He didn't plan on speaking now, but because the fire in him, he knew this message that he gave. We must, on your own time, listen to it again. It is so relevant for us today. And coming from a 12-year-old at that time is the most powerful thing.
For one young and memorable voice of the march, what to do today was pretty simple. Go back to school. NBC John Protangelo and a young man from Chicago who left home practically unknown and returned a spokesman for his peers.
Allende Jean-Baptiste was greeted with praise today at his public high school in Chicago. Jean-Baptiste is an honor roll student, but he also excels at something else, speaking. He not only attended yesterday's march, at age 12, he was one of the youngest speakers who demanded that the men in the crowd fulfill their responsibilities.
When you stop making excuses, when you stop standing with our mothers, when you stop teaching us to be humane, of strong people.
Allende also believes he has a responsibility to his classmates.
It was supposed to be a day for black men to reconcile with each other, stop the gang violence and whatnot. The message is so important that if they can't go to the message, then the message is to go to them and the messenger. In a way, I'm one of the many messengers.
This is an NBA Jean-Baptiste. And we always knew he would grow up to be somebody special. Here's a look at his first Oprah Show appearance when he was 6 years old.
Yes! If you want to, say that I was a drum major. Say that I was a drum major for peace. Say that I was a drum major for justice. For righteous, and all the other shallow things will not mess.
Well,
it's really hard to describe for many people what exactly they felt on that day.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much love in the air, and there was a feeling of exhilaration because many people said that it couldn't be done, and yet all of these people came out at the same time, not all of them black men, but also black women, also others who supported the cause. And all of us came together that day to stand for peace, for brotherhood, for atonement, and for reconciliation. And we did that. And then all of us made a pledge to work together towards a brighter future, not only for black people, but for all people.
You constantly
amaze me.
Oprah Winfrey even put enough of this kid. So where is he now? Oh, you're just going to have to stay tuned to Black Power Radio to find out, Black family, because we're not over with this story here. But we're going to yield the black to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. We thank you again for joining us every Sunday and Monday on Black Power Radio. We ask you to do support the movement, so we can continue to fund the revolution. If you'd like to support the cause, You can cash app at $77Bakers. That's $77BAKERS. Black power.
Black power, black power. We thank Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. We thank Brother Double R. We thank our sister Double O. We thank the Switchblade for coming in tonight. And there's just so many out there that wish they could have come live tonight, but they had other assignments across the country. And we're just proud to be in association with Black Power Radio, a vehicle which we can use for our freedom, for justice and equality for the black man, woman, and child of this hour. If there's anyone having anything special they wanted to say or anything that was not said that you know should be said, then this is that hour of Black Power when you get to rock the mic. Before we close it out, we got our brother Marvin Gaye in the wings, but before we play him and tell you that God is love, which you already know, oh my, the precious love is a gift that keeps giving, and the gift we give here at Black Power Radio with the accentuation that Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. And we thank you. Anyone here that needed to say something to our vast listening and our vast participating audience, go ahead.
Yes, we do have a quick announcement.
Stay alive.
Black Power, I want to make a quick announcement. I'm going to yield the black right to you. We want to set you to save the date on Saturday, June 17th, where we will be having a forum on everything we discuss on how to effectively go over reparations and to organize your group. So we will be at the First AME Church, a very historical African Methodist church in Los Angeles at 2270 South Harvard Boulevard. And if you want any more, if you have any inquiries concerning our event, it will be from 11 a.m. to 3 on Saturday, June 17th. We want you right here in Los Angeles where we will be working together in person to collaborate and organize for the March on Washington. So again, that's June 17th, our Juneteenth event held by our National Black Wall Street, our Panther Party, our Time to Vote for Us, our Black Voters for Sale, and the 1619 Rep Party. That's right, we'll be there live and direct signing people up for this petition. So make sure that you are there or square. So the number to call specifically to get more information on the Juneteenth event, please call us at 424-274-2049. That's 424-274-2049, where we just have solutions now for Juneteenth. Black power.
Black power. And every Black Panther from the Office of the National Chairman is ordered to be in Los Angeles, California for this event. Our Juneteenth, we try every year to do our Juneteenth together, and this year it's in Los Angeles, California, and Dr. Critical Trace Truth Bay is giving us on Harvard Street in Los Angeles. Just be there, be square. We know that sometimes it's expense, but sometimes you have to sacrifice to make your monumental gain. You may have to journey from New York City to Los Angeles, journey from Chicago on out to L.A. and from Texas to L.A. and all those places in between like Denver and Las Vegas. Just go on out to L.A. Let's leave South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and all those places in between from Philly to the Bay, from Miami, Black to Atlanta. We need you going to Los Angeles. All Black Panthers are ordered. All activists, all Blacktivists, all Black Pan-Africanists are certainly strongly invited to come to Los Angeles for our Juneteenth celebration. And we support it 100%, and we'll be there or be square. That's just the way we roll. That's the nature of revolution. For the original Panthers, you rarely heard that Huey P. would be in New York this weekend and in Washington, D.C. the next following weekend, in Atlanta the next month, Fred Hampton going to Philadelphia, Fred Hampton in Miami, and this one in Atlanta and that one in L.A. and this one in Oakland and that one Black to Phoenix and Black to Phoenix on up to Chicago, Memphis, and St. Louis. The Panther wasn't moving like that, but we are able to move right now. So you use that privilege to move out, or you lose your privilege to move out. So, brothers and sisters, let us do this.
Let us be in Los Angeles for the Juneteenth celebration this year. Orders of the National Chairman's Office, coming out of the National Minister of Justice, out of the National Chief of Staff, Brother Israel, behalf of the National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning, and all of those ones that are out there in the wings and in the midst of all this iniquity. We got a Black Panther Party with a focused direction, with a strong We the People government, with strong land acquisitions, and with strong demonstrated leadership, with good politics, good clean politics, as opposed to the corruption of the opposition. And we know that the degenerates, the pedophiles, and others have gotten control of these political organizations. There's evidence of political corruptions and sexual promiscuity and all kind of crazy in those. That's what they had, one big party. But we're here at WeThePeople.gov. We have our own political idealism, and we have a clean record of good, clean politics and science, and we have a military to protect our interests, and that's the element that most of them have left out. But we're here to push our military as well, and we're happy, happy, happy about those results that are coming in today. All of our new recruits are on board, so we're saying Black Power. Anybody else that had that pressing announcement or just that cliche or that might make the difference in the life of another comrade, you're invited to come to the mic at this hour. Black Power.
Black Power. This is Ann from Time to Vote for Us. I just want to give a quick update on the distribution of the flyers for the March to Washington.
Yes, ma'am.
The distribution started today in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I just want to give the information for all the comrades that's in other states. So the company is Copy World, Inc. That number is 510-666-1000. A repeat, 510-666-1000. You reference order number 45740. Reference number order reference number is 45740, and they will ship to any place in America. Just give you a quick reference on about the cost for 500 flyers is $66. For 1,000 flyers is $94. For 2,000 is $123. For 5,000 is $180. For 10,000 it's $387, but they'll go up to 50,000. Quantity of 50,000. So I just
want
to give you guys that update.
Right on. I'm going to tell y'all something. I done heard a whole lot of programs about that's about the best price on a flyer almost anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles. That's the best. So how about you, Dr. Bay? You have a price better than that anywhere? Fly for a major event, and you can get a few thousand of them for $100 and so. Oh, man, brothers, that's a small investment. Let these organizations know that we are pushing this abstain. That's the abstain from a vote flyer. That's the vote for reparations flyer. That's the march on, it's got a two-sided flyer that's out of sight. One of the best-looking flyers I've seen. Not because they threw my picture on it. I don't know what's up. But I'm going to tell you, I don't mind representing. I'm telling you, this effort here is the best effort towards freedom since 1865. What they say, the so-called end of the Civil War, and they never stopped the crack. Never stopped crack. The President of the United States was killed, Abraham Lincoln. A guy named Andrew Johnson took over, and it's been a nightmare since the time Lincoln went out of here, because I believe they were in the right spirit to give us at least part of what they said they would do. He made sure we got nothing. They starved us out. They rewarded the plan. He went back just like Donald Duck Trump did. He forgave. He had pardoned all the criminals, drained the swamp, put them on his administration, and moved out. That's exactly what Andrew Johnson did. He drained the swamp, put all those plantation owners back in power, and
can we lose him?
I'm here.
We lost you, bro.
I'm not here.
Hey, Double R, real quick.
No.
Double R, you there?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
I'm talking to you and me in the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The general right there, yeah.
I just want to chime in on Double R. I passed and distributed that information on 1619, and it grew 20-plus signatures overnight. So I am pushing it. I just want to let you know that.
That's what's up.
Oh, feel that. Yeah, feel that. Appreciate
word,
you, sis. Yeah, that, hey, that's the motivation. Motivation. That's the motivation. And I feel in you. And I wish a whole...
We're in this fight together.
Yeah, that's right. But let me just... Can I speak a little bit, General? You know,
mm-hmm.
Honorable.
Yes, your mic is open.
Yeah, on me. Your mic hot? Yeah. Hey, this Double R, man. This California, though. This how we getting down our hair. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this shit is, I mean, I'm sorry for the cursing, but maybe you feel me for the explicit tips. You feel me? But I ain't going to never say it to my brother. But it's going to be in the area where you're going to know where it is from another. You know what I'm saying? So, look, when you speak about reparations, like I said yesterday was day one. We went through from 1619. We call it a moment. Every black person, I don't give a damn, put your guards down. We talk about the 1619, the ship coming here, we was kidnapped, raped, and bucked, and all that old crap. Feel me? We go to another level. So this crowd right here is another level. We all feel that same feeling. When a little girl, like I said yesterday, was 3 years old, she was playing with a coin, money, and white folks hung her for 3 months. You feel me? That's heartbreaking for my black future queen. You understand what I mean? Listen here, yo. I may cuss. I may get a little explicit. Still Double R. That's humiliating from these devils. You black.
All right now. Black power. Anyone else
black
want
power.
To step up to the mic before the remarks? Black power. Well, I do want to reiterate, and thank you for that, Double R. This is a serious movement, and it's not to be taken lightly. We are mobilizing, and the freedom train is leaving no matter what. So I'm going to tell you now, get your ticket. Get your ticket. You don't want to be left behind on this one. I want to just put in a Bible verse right quick to remind us that this is not just a physical battle, but it's a spiritual one. And on Habakkuk 2, verse 2, to write your vision and make it plain so that others can run with it. Very simple order that the Most High has given us. No matter what we do, there is a plan in place. And this plan is going to be rock solid once everyone executes and be proactive in the call to action that we have named earlier. We love us so much. Black is the most gorgeous thing on the spectrum. It is the melanin of the original man of who we are. And we must get back in tune to remind us every day who we are, which is why we say black power. Black power.
Black power.
Each
black
and every
power.
Day. We power to the people.
Black power.
Power to the people. And a strong black military, the blacks that call. We're thankful to all of you for your patience tonight. And getting your points out and articulating what was needed to raise us one more level. This is evolution, revolution, revolution by the book, revolution by any other name is still revolution, and a cracker by any other name is still a cracker because he never stopped cracking the whip, and that's why we use the term, and we may think about stop using it if he stops cracking that damn whip. So we understand who he is, what we're dealing with, and why we're dealing with him for full and complete freedom from all forms of enslavement. And in a peculiar society at a peculiar time,
and a very particular brand of enslavement that is being imparted upon us. It's a peculiar brand of exploitation producing a certain kind of oppression that you think I'm okay, you okay, and can we all just get along? Maybe the potential is there, but we haven't gotten along since we've been here for 400 years, and therefore we're not going to put any false hope in romancing the stone at this hour. For black power, black power, black power. We're thankful to all of
black
you
power.
And all that's been said, all that could be said. We need everybody in Los Angeles on Juneteenth. Need everybody that came to Malcolm X this weekend and enjoyed themselves and give themselves a round of black power. Black power. A strong black revolution. And a lot of this is based on Malcolm X. So that's our guy and that's our man. And we'll see you next year in there for Malcolm X Day as well. And this is just a special time for us. And this is our little pilgrimage that we make around here, around there, and damn near everywhere. You see black revolution and black people say we're pulling out. We abandon that. We don't want no more Mediterranean spiritualism, Mediterranean diet, Mediterranean education, Mediterranean idealism of church and state. We want our own state with our own laws, with our own family value system. We're ready to abandon all forms of Mediterranean family value systems. And let us embrace our own family value systems in love, because love is the most precious gift we could offer and the most precious gift that we could receive. And Black Panther love is, again, the greatest love of all. And we know we've said it all, but Marvin Gaye said it best.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we we give each other love.
everything that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss you, baby.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
hold on.
Miss you.
Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs.
of a beautiful brighter.
Love your mother, love your brother,
love your God.
Don't go and talk about